politics with Security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. Abuja.
Some information coming up briefly before we start to turn up. The truth is so far so good, oh. Not God on the save us, cause our wrongdoing is just a pile up. And still you act like nothing before. On the media we shot luck like matters, but in our country we did face similar matter. Happy trigger popo, we're supposed to protect the citizens. They should be innocent ones scatter. Tribalism should be fully own wrongdoings, tearing us apart cause it must stop the killings. Niger, we're not getting younger, so this foolish thing is gonna stop. How many times we go preach about the same thing? I beg we don't come up in right now. So make a reason. How many times we can preach about the same thing? I beg we don't come up in right now. So choosing we need to stay to that sense. And for you, our leaders, see, for election, you don't need to bribe us. If you do very well for your first tenor, second term, our votes will pull your own box. And look, we are not asking for too much. We just need light, security, good road, good economy. Oh man, that is not too much. If you treat us well, then others will respect us. And we citizens, we practice for a long time. We don't let you ignore us in silence. After like we don't know what is happening, but most times now we're the country struggling and suffering with racism. Don't say you're right because of urgent toothache. Stand for what is right no matter what the people say. Nigeria, wise up, let us stand up with unity. We can overcome and rise up, wise up.
What's happening in Abuja? What's happening? 9:30 to 12 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
FCT is to spend the sum of 64,861,604,695 naira in the year 2022. But first, before we look at the 2022 appropriation bill, how about a look at how 2021 looked? Well, speaking on the performance of the 2021 national budget, Malam Bello said, that's talking about the FCT minister now, Malam Bello said that the 2021 Appropriation Act had allocated the sum of 37,430,762,421 naira for infrastructure development activities of the FCT administration. As of date, the minister said a total of 30,147,069,087 naira 6 kobo has been released, representing a budget performance of 81%. While the actual utilization as at September 30, 2021 stood at 18,350,329,852 naira, representing 60% of the sum released. So 80% was released. Of the 80% or 81% of the actual budget, money budgeted for infrastructural development, only 60% has been utilized. So we still have a 40% of the 80% left, probably in the coffers, to be used, in supplementary terms over the period until the implementation of the 2022 budget comes into being. The minister also disclosed that there was a need to increase the FCT's budgetary allocation, saying that the FCT should be considered as a national project. He also said that the FCT was performing well in its revenue generation drive, as it was now only second to Lagos State in internally generated revenue. Only second to Lagos State in terms of IGR. That is massive. Absolutely massive. I expect to see that kind of level of plow back of IGR into the society and into the economy if we are actually second to Lagos. And now, while we're doing this, I'm going to help us see what that means, talking about IGR levels for all the states. Of states 2020 IGR of states, let's see how that goes. Somewhere around 92 billion for 2020 is what is listed online. 92.06 billion in terms of IGR. Our growth rate has been at somewhere around 23% growth rate for the FCT. And 92.06 billion is how much was raked in 2020. Now, Nigeria Bureau of Statistics is the source for this. If we look at that, then let's see who the highest would be. Okay, Lagos is somewhere around... Wow. Okay, so I'll need to look at this very closely so I don't put out the wrong, details. But we are at 92.06 billion, but let's see, can I find Lagos in this list right now? Takes a little looking. I mean, quite a number of states here, but we will get to IGR. But if we are second to Lagos, then it should reflect in our... in our budget. The budget appropriation bill for 2022 is somewhere around 64,861,604,695 naira for 2022 national priority projects. And now, this was disclosed by the FCT Minister, Mala Muhammad Musa Bello, when he represented the FCT's 2022 national budget to the Joint Senate and House Committee on the FCT on National Assembly in November 9th, 2021. According to the minister, the figure is contained in the 2022 appropriation bill presented to the National Assembly by President Muhammadu Buhari on 7th of October 2021. He also added that the national budget's estimates of the FCT leverage the 2021-2022 medium-term national plan of the federal government. Minister also said that the priority of the medium-term national development plan is the completion of ongoing critical projects that will have the greatest impact on the citizenry. And accordingly, the 2022 FCT budget estimates targets the sustained completion of 18 priority projects, both within the federal capital territory and the satellite towns. Some of these priority projects include the installation of solar street lights along various roads in the satellite towns. So satellite towns, Kubwa, Nyanya, Lugbe, Joy, on to you. Solar street lights coming your way this year. Provision of roads, water, electricity supplies to the resettlement site of Galuyi Shere, that's in phase two of the master plan. Rehabilitation and upgrading of street lights, street lighting facilities within the federal capital city. Design and construction of a dam, treatment plant, tanks, and other bulk water supply infrastructure at Kershi. Abuja Light Rail Transit Phase 2, Addendum 1 to 2, Subsection 2, and the rehabilitation of federal government buildings against, amongst other things. So the one that caught my eye the most is the one that we should have a dam coming up at Kershi. Abuja Light Rail Transit Phase 2, Addendum 1 to 2, Subsection 2. What does that mean? Abuja Light Rail Transit Phase 2. Light Rail Transit Phase 2. Speaking further on the importance of some of the projects, Malam Bello said the construction of the Pape Shere Galuyi Road is a bold initiative of the administration. Pape Shere Galuyi Road is to be completed by the administration to ensure a successful resettlement process of original inhabitants in about 16 communities, while the implementation of the Abuja Light Rail Mass Transit Phase 2, Addendum 1, 2, Subsection 2, will fund the completion of a remaining 5.76-kilometer rail line, thereby extending the rail line from Bazango to the Kubwa station. So it's just an extension between Bazango and Kubwa. Bazango to Kubwa. Bazango is somewhere around, on your way to Deje, Bazango area is around there. The Bazango village is around there. So to extend it from there all the way to the Kubwa station, just to finish that short distance of 5.7-kilometer rail line to connect all the way from where the light rail starts in central area and can get all the way to that part. So rather than it only going probably to the airport, we're hoping that this would open things up to the Kubwa community to be able to use the light rail arrangement. Just like Barrister Hassan was saying, there's a lot of these light rail arrangements coming through. Lagos is about to launch its own, and we're not talking about just extending 5 kilometers. We're talking about a network in Lagos. But I mean, for the FCT, of course, this part that has been waiting to be finished for a long time needs to be finished, and then we can now see what else needs to be done. I mean, we're talking light rail from maybe Nyanya to central area, light rail from the same Kubwa central area, light rail connecting Lugbe, connecting Bwari, connecting Abaji, connecting all the way to, I mean, also Kuje, so you can have Abaji Kwali Kuje central area light rail, or even through Lugbe, you know, so stopping at different spots, people can plan their movements and come with the trains into town and reduce all the traffic on the road. But I mean, that's for another time. I'm not sure 2022 budget of 64 billion can get that done just yet. I mean, if printers cost the way they cost these days. The minister also said that the Greater Abuja Water Supply Project is a bilateral initiative to enhance water supply in the FCT. Excuse me, and its implementation will extend the supply of potable water to 33 districts covering Gwarimpa 1 and 2, Utako, Dutse, Gudu, Kaura, Wuye, Mabushi, Jahi, Kado, Karmo, Lokogoma, Kabusa, Dape, amongst others. Speaking on the performance, we did touch on the performance of 2021 a little earlier. The minister spoke also about budgetary allocations needing to be increased. Members of the committee commended the FCT administration for its 2021 national budget performance, its revenue generation performance, while calling for special funding to tackle security challenges in the FCT and also for the development of the satellite towns. Let's see. And just to let you know, the members of the FCT team to the National Assembly at that time included the Honorable Minister of State, Dr. Ramatu Tijani Aliu, Permanent Secretary, Mr. Olushade Adeshola, Chief of Staff to the FCT Minister, Malam Bashir Mei Burnu, and Acting Executive Secretary of the FCDA, Barrister Abdullahi Kuyambana, and other senior officials of the administration, all made the delegation to present the 64 billion naira budget of national priority for the FCT. I've got 8 minutes to take your take on this, and then of course some other minutes at the other side of the hour to hear from you on your Let's Talk station. FCT, does it sound like we have what we need for the year 2022? And of course, this is the time to ask. You know why? Because very soon, when politics begins, we may not remember budget performance. Tell me what you think on 0700951000. Hello, good morning.
The grind.
Hey, Corey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my
brother.
Man. Good to hear from you.
How are you, sir?
Very well.
Now, my chance for the new year.
Yes.
What's happening in Abuja? Hi. What's happening in Abuja? Hi. What's going on? Abuja. Hi.
Wow.
Yeah. So, well done. You're reeling out all these figures and trying to explain them. A lot of work, fortune, you know. But I think it's almost useless.
Why?
Really, fortune.
Why?
What's all of these budgets? 64 billion something, and this is what street lamps, light rail, opening up of roads and all of that. Really? This man has been there for almost 7 years now. So what I've been arming his city, what has he done? What did he do for all of those years? So all of these ones now is what he wants to do in just a year? When you have all the politicking and permutations coming up? This is funny. Don't waste your time, my dear brother. Let them just go. What's this man saying? What can he do? What will he do? This is a funny one.
Wow.
Fortune.
Oh, courage,
really
I can
funny.
See you,
my
really
dear
don't
brother.
Have any faith
my Lord Mayor, don't waste your time on these sort of people. Come on, we know them better.
Wow.
We know them more than they think we do.
Wow. Well, I mean, of course, from last year. Thank you, Courage. Thank you so much. But I mean, we're talking about an 81% release of the funds from last year. Of the 81% released, up to 60% of it was utilized, talking about the performance from last year. Does that not count for something, at least, you know, Courage? Doesn't that count for something? Hello?
Hello. Mr. Fortune, the mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Elamin. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, my brother.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year, my brother. I want to align myself with Mr. Courage. I mean, I have two concerns. The first is, this guy has been there for close to 7 years.
You mean the Honorable Minister?
Yes, it is. I'm almost certain as day and night that in 2023, inshallah, is not going to be reappointed as the minister. So if this guy does not put in place a functional light rail within those 7 years, is it just 1.5 years that this guy will put those things together? The reason for this is just an avenue for this guy to extort and suck the resources, and because they have less than 2 years.
Well, I wouldn't want to preempt anything. Because, you know, of course, that would be
Mr. Fortune, let us be realistic. What I mean, we know him too well. He has less than 2 years. So what assurance do we have if it does not even put a single light ray operational in almost 7 years? Is it 1.5 years that this guy would do it? That is one. And the second thing I'm concerned about, you agree with me by my rough statistics, Mr. Fortune, at least about 40% federal civil servants reside within Nasarawa, let me put it that way, Nasarawa State, yes, in Yaya, Maraba, Karu, and then the rest of them. So does it mean that those areas are not his priority? I mean, all of the ones you have, you've rolled out now, there's no single light rail project connecting either them collaborating with the Nasarawa State government and then putting the light rail from the city center into, say, Yaya, Karu, Maraba. There's nothing like that. So does it mean those areas are not actually his priority?
Well, Elamin, you've left us with a lot of questions. Let's see what others think of the, you know, budget proposal for 2022 from the FCTA. Hello.
The Grand Mayor.
Adeomi.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much, Greg and Paul. Mayor, God bless you. Can you and I take a trip around Abuja by weekend? Maybe by, let's use my car. Save your fuel. Let me take you around all the zone 1 to zone 7. Come and see everywhere. He took this minister. He has spent over 6 years now. He's going to 7 years. We have been shouting, including you people, journalists. They refuse to come to the studio. The family star, who is your spokesperson? Media team. Let them speak with us. If you feel that you are a small dog.
Adeomi, please put off your radio. Put off your radio.
Come and see the photo. You might.
Adeomi Daniel, please put off your radio so that it will not,
Sorry, my dear.
Please put it
off. You cut me away. Are you with me now, Mayor?
All right.
I personally wrote a petition against this minister. I took it to EFCC headquarters here. Nobody do anything. I asked the other day, is it government of some region, or what is the matter? Let's assume this minister is from the southern Nigeria. See, allow me to say this. I know EFCC will take it off. A lot of cases have been that people have petitioned them, EFCC, ICPC, many ministries. You will hear that the case is the hand of either justice minister. Now, I told you the other day, minister claimed that they spent 8 billion to clean Abuja. Mayor, you live in Abuja, you move around. I told you about a lot of places. Go to Kado Estate under bridge. What are you telling me? Where are you spending these 8 billion? Oba area, 2 billion. Satellite town, 6 billion. Mayor, we are not full now, but it's because we are afraid of this regime. We need to talk. They cannot continue full loss. We understand where this money is going to. Look at how Abuja is developing every day by day. Mayor, you are working. How many estates you build? I'm working. How many estates I build? Those who are building all these plazas, they are using the people, the company as a front. We know. I know a politician who buy 100 Corollas. He give it to people. He live by his salary. Look at estate everywhere. Go to Gwarimpa, enter Jabi, go to Asotoro, go Maitama. How is that there? Do you hear them talk about the...
So, Adeomi, what you are saying is this, that this this budget of national priority cannot be implemented? Is that what you are saying?
It is in Nigeria, you hear English. Which one have they implemented before? Mayor, 8 billion that minister claimed that he has been spent for 6 years. My darling brother, can he tell you what did he do with it? Mayor, are you not the one who is talking about public toilet? Are you not the one who is talking about it every time that they should build public toilet in a place like Mabushi, a lot of places? Are you not the one? You have been saying this since 2019. Do they do anyone? Mention one commission project that this man has commissioned. When he came in 2016, when Buhari appointed them in November, he went to Waru, this Kenshi, Asukuru site. He promised them by 6 months he will give them ordinary bridge. Up to today, it's only tractor that's there.
All right, Adeomi, I need to let you go. My time is not a friend this morning. I really wish I could take so many, but let's see how many more. Maybe one more I can take. Hello, 30 seconds to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Welcome. What's your name, sir?
My name is Olajide. I'm calling from Uzeson State.
Okay. Ah, Jide, you might have to call us back. I'm so sorry. You might have to call us back. I'll be right back, Jide.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, no
worries. I really apologize. I'll be back.
talk about the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Some people will just promise you very good things, but they will only fit to give you.
That's the place where you can get it all trending.
People are dropping on their vehicle and running, leaving their vehicle. A place.
We don't feel comfortable about something in Abuja. We have the right to hit the street.
Because I'm a visitor here in Abuja.
Why is it that they are always right there?
What happened in Abuja?
I pay those safety and police to go there and organize
them. I just come back now. I'm on Katampe Station Bridge. I want to run through inside Gwarimpa to go.
What's happening in Abuja? What's happening? 9:30 to 12 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back. It is still What's Happening Abuja. My name is Fortune. You call me the mayor. Why? Because I bring up the issues that have to do with the city. And of course, beyond just being the presenter of these issues, I am passionate about these issues. And of course, I know you are too. For all of our residents in the FCT, we are very, very, very grateful that you care about the city that much. To my last caller, I must apologize. This is, you know, completely beyond my control. But I hope you get me back very soon. I hope you do. I really hope you do. Hello.
Hello, person.
Yes. Aliu.
This is Aliu from this energy.
Welcome, Aliu.
Thank you. Talking about the FCT.
Yes.
We have to accept that this administration, this president minister, has, like you just said, has increased the IGR of Abuja.
Mm.
And when people are saying there's nothing, there are a lot of massive things that are going on.
Yeah.
In Abuja today.
Yes.
In Abuja today, for sure.
Mm.
Most of the streets are now very clean. It is unlike before. In my area, in this Alhaji environment, Kubwa, trucks, every Thursday, trucks come and park. Do you know how much it costs to contract carrying refuse? In all areas, councils.
Aliu.
Nowhere.
Aliu, you know what? Can I beg you, please, concerning this issue of, cleaning the environment, right? Maybe you should just look for another area and talk about. Because, I go out for cleanup.
Yes.
Do you want to see the pictures from the streets?
So what I'm trying to say, we have to give the government, applause.
Applause? Yes,
there are refuse trucks going on. You know how much they pay for refuse trucks?
That's what I'm saying. It's definitely not working because the streets are not clean. Let's leave that one. Just show me another issue. Just tell me something else.
If you say some streets, not all. If you say some, yes. That's so
why are some still
those
dirty?
Of course,
it's the default of contractors, but there's a regulator. Why is the regulator not regulating?
But it's not the minister.
Minister. But the minister is on top of the SCTA, and there are directors under him.
Let us go to another area.
Just leave that one.
Look at Yaya.
Mm.
From Yaya coming to AYA. There is a massive construction going on.
Okay.
It's FCT. That's number one. Mm. Number two, look at the road, which are coming from Area 1 to Bega. There's a road overhead bridge coming up there.
Mm.
Do you know how much it costs? All the pedestrian bridges are going on in some areas.
It's
development, and this is where all those who are complaining, how has it been during PDP 60 years? We are not talking about Abuja alone, all over the Federation, where APC, they are emphasizing on infrastructure.
Mm.
People who are complaining, what was on the ground before, now?
Mm. That was the reason for a change. If you have the second highest...
But they're not appreciating it.
This is what I'm saying.
Instead of applauding the government, people are complaining.
Okay, so
what has been on the ground before?
Yeah, so this is what I'm saying. You are talking about overhead bridges, two overhead bridges on that
pedestrian
route,
bridges.
Two pedestrian bridges. You are talking about a widening of an already dualized road. Compared to the state, I mean, to FCT, that is the second highest IGR producer after Lagos State. Can you compare what we are looking at here in terms of infrastructural development with what we have in Lagos?
Yes. Fortune, you are right. But what I'm trying to bring out here, this is the administration that has just generated the IGR. It has not been there before. It is now that we have been generating it.
So
and when you
generate, it's
coming up gradually.
Okay, as it's generated, then things will now come up gradually. Okay, I get your point.
It's a gradual. It is not just something.
All right.
You make effort. And lastly,
yes.
When we say budgetary, budget is just a plan. You know, it takes time to implement that plan. And
yes.
Let us wait and see. Things are going to change.
Okay.
By God's grace.
Well, we waited.
We shouldn't just say,
You know, there have been 7 years in this administration already, sir.
Compared to 16 years of previous administration.
Well,
what has been there on the ground? What is there on the ground now?
16 years was nonsense, and we all agree. These 7 years, is it not enough? Is this 7 years not enough for us to assess?
But the same us, we are complaining of borrowing.
No, we are not complaining. We are assessing. We are not complaining. You say there is IGR. We say there is IGR. We are not talking about borrowing again now. There is IGR now, and then there is budgetary allocation for 7 years now.
The good thing now, we have the capital. Now you can now spend to work. But while you want to work, there's no money. What do you do?
Okay, there's no money. Aliu, I always like to talk to you, my brother. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for the good work you're doing.
Thank you, Aliu, from this allergy. I mean, me and Aliu, we can go and hang out and sit down and have a chat on this thing. And we will talk all night. Because the truth is, if it was 1 year into the new administration, we would not have had any words to say. You know, because of course it's time to wait and see. But we are 7 years in, it's no longer time to wait. It's time to assess now. And then, of course, to, you know, project into the new fiscal year of this budget proposal. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, this is Mr. Sam calling.
Mr. Sam, how are you? Happy New Year.
Same to you. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Mr. Sam. On this show, we have a lot of energy on what's happening in Abuja. So you have to shout for us. What's happening, Abuja?
I want to tell you that...
Mr. Sam, energy. Hello, good morning.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Toby calling from Gai.
Good to hear from you, Toby.
Yes, it is about this budget, and then talking about a year and a few months. Do you think something can be done about this live stream? Remember I talked to you about Trump, Green, and the rest of them. Why is this man so long for him to do one or two things? Mr. Mayor, it's not this election that is coming, though. I'm telling you, nothing more than that. They just want to bring their character so that they are really this, they are really that. But like I said in my first calling, let my fellow callers like that wonderful Adeyemi Daniel, let us not begin to talk about negative things now, early in the day. What can they do between now and December? If it is good and fine, but my own talk, I've been saying it on this radio station. Let us not allow any APC citizens to come into national office today. Let us look for PRP and ABDA. From the south, ABDA. From the north. Yes, my dear brother, you know it's okay, matter. From the north, let us look for candidates from PRP in the north, ABDA in the south, to rule Nigeria.
So what
let's,
if...
Let us stop talking about...
So what if people...
If the man has no antecedent.
All right, so
Toby... If we start tomorrow, we will never wake up.
So Toby... What if people from the present parties you are talking about decamp to those parties?
No, they won't decamp. Even if they decamp, we will tell them. Hello, sir.
Yes.
We are talking about this electoral thing that the president refused to sign.
Yeah.
Because we want to make sure that we will guide those who will win the election at the primary level. That's what they don't want. They want to push money back to come in. And we are going to see what we can do to tell the National Assembly to obtain the president refusal to sign that. The National Assembly should have that very deal that they refuse to sign.
If they do that one, there will be a revolution in Nigeria, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you so much to me. Ah, there's a caller who called me and I didn't let him talk because we had to go for our commercials. And I'm really, really sad that he has not been able to reach me yet. I'm so sorry, DG. Hello? Hello? Oh, my. Sorry about that. Do call us back. Hello. Good morning. Oh, boy. Hello? Okay. All right. So these ones didn't work out. Let me just take a few messages here on our WhatsApp portal. Good morning, Mayor. All these figures are just academic and does not translate to the quality of life of both residents and civil servants. For instance, the city is dirty. Most traffic lights are not functional. Neglect of the satellite towns in infrastructure, etc. There is no staff welfare for civil servants, no on-the-job training, no promotion arrears to workers. Some states paid 13th month. What did he do? If the IGR is that high, what does it translate to? The prices of food and transport is extraordinary. Fortune, there's no time to go into details. Nigeria will rise again. God bless Nigeria. Itam from Buari. Thank you for your message. Please send me the link to connect with your wonderful programs online live. Thanks and compliments of the season. Okay, nigeriainfo.fm is the link. Go there. You will find it. Good morning, Fortune. Kindly ask the FCT Minister why the FCT University of Science and Technology, Abaji, is yet to take off after a huge sum of money has been sunk in. I urge you to visit the site for you to have a first-hand information about the school. I see no reason why the institution is yet to take off after the most of the structures have been erected. Mr. Prince from Kuje says, Mayor, you must do something urgently in your capacity as mayor about these consistent interruptions in your program. It's not good for the program, sir. Kedi Omar, I just work in this place. I do not make the rules, Kedi, so I follow the rules. Chukwueze, dribble pass, Barcelona player. Who sent that to me? That's something I really do not care about. Good morning, everyone. I'm curious to know how FCT generates its own revenue. Hafsat, sent that one in. How did they generate? Well, there's taxes, there's outdoor advertisement payments, there is revenue from public transport operators. There's a lot going on that would help, you know, with the generation of revenue. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
What's happening, Abuja?
Welcome.
Fortune.
Yes, sir.
Please tell FCT Minister to come and check Jeremiah Useni Road. It has been scrapped for more than 2 years now. The caterpillar, everything is lying down there. Mm. And they cannot use our road. They should have left it the way it is.
Mm.
Please tell him that the budget should include Jeremiah Useni Road in Gwabolada.
Mm.
Because they have scrapped and was about to lay concrete there and tar. But up to now, it's still there. A lot of roads like that, Market Road, everywhere. So I don't know where the budget is covering. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Jeremiah Useni Road in Gwagwalada. When El Amin was speaking, he spoke about the Nyanya Maraba area and how nothing, you know, was being said about that side. But I believe that the PAPI route that the FCT minister spoke about is to open up onto that Nyanya and Maraba area. And that's of course, supposed to help with the traffic and all of that. Let's see. Okay, let me see if I can get that detail now. Speaking further on the importance of some of the projects, Malam Bello said that the construction of the Pape Shere Galuyi Road is a bold initiative of the administration to ensure a successful resettlement process of original inhabitants in about 16 communities, while the implementation of the Abuja Light Rail Mass Transit Phase 2 will fund the completion of the remaining 5.76 kilometer rail line, thereby extending the rail line from Bazango to Kubwa. So the road is Pape Shere Galuyi, which should actually link all the way to Nasarawa State on that axis. So from maybe One Man Village to that Maraba area, there is the road that leads through Marbangurku and can connect to Galuyi, all that area into Pape and straight into town. Well, These areas may be alien to you, but they will open up soon. It's a good place to go and buy land, I tell you. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
My name is Lekon.
Welcome, Lekon.
I think, was it Alamino, who was the person that called the other time, talking about the work the FCC minister is really doing?
We don't respond to people calling. You just tell us what you think.
Yeah, I'm trying to make my own reaction.
Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is that we are all in this FCC. Everywhere is dirty. It's as simple as that. You are talking about 10% of the whole of FCC that is clean. Does that mean the FCC minister is working? He has people under him. Hire and fire them. If they are not delivering, why are they there? He is responsible for them, just like we blame Buhari for everything that happens in Nigeria. That is his position. If somebody is working under you, the person is not delivering, why is the person still there? That is his duty. And he was talking as if, some people will talk as if the FCC minister is using his pocket money to do us a favor. He's not doing anybody any favor. He's using our money. So we are not going to appreciate what he's doing if we can't speak that, we are seeing what you are doing. How can we appreciate it? Let us see what you do. Let us see that you perform 90%, 80%. Then we can appreciate you, not when you are performing under 10%.
All right, Lekon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lekon, for your thoughts on this. So Lekon goes straight to say, look, if there is performance, there will be no argument. Nobody doubts proof. Nobody doubts results. If you have results, show them. That's what it is. Okay, hello, good morning. Anybody on this side? Oh boy, couldn't hear you, and there's a lot of noise. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please turn down the volume of your radio when you do call us. Let's take a few more. Hello.
Good morning.
Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How's it going?
Good, good, good. Welcome.
Yeah, I've been listening all along. My own concern is when people talk about building infrastructure, particularly roads. I just came back from I just came back. Actually, most of the roads that people have celebrated this government have been constructing. They are just laying, putting asphalt, another asphalt on the ground. Give it 6 years, 6 months, 1 year, maximum is gone. Look at the quality of roads in Los Angeles and other companies are constructing in Abuja City. But anything outside Abuja, all the roads they're talking about, I don't know, I've not been everywhere, but the ones I have seen, honestly speaking, is something to write home about.
Okay, concerning the FCT budget.
Huh?
Concerning the FCT budget, what's your take?
Well, I don't know, because I guess I've been listening. Most of those things, you see them putting reputation and all of that.
Mike, do you know, since I've known you, I've never known you to be tired of talking. Today, talk tire you.
No, you know, Let me explain.
Let me explain.
Me, I hate talking as to what you say. Okay, this thing must be this person, party, or must be this. No, me, I always like to talk about things that is of concern to locals. But when you talk about FCT budget, honestly, if I want to talk along that line, it will take me along the line of saying these people or maybe this party or these individuals. I don't want to talk along that line.
I see. I guess. You're a good man, yeah. Mike. You're a good man. Thank you very much for calling in on the show. All right. A few more and we will be done. Maybe two or three more. I see a lot of people have something to say concerning this morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Bosi.
Welcome.
My name is Abdul. I'm calling from your airport.
Good to hear from you, Abdul.
What's up in Abuja?
Welcome.
There's one thing I wanted to add one issue about what Abuja tried for the... So Abuja tried for the road. But the only thing, they never tried for the cleaning of Abuja. I remember the day when we went to Area 1 and Gangsin, doing cleaning of Abuja, we people and the family, who try to show Abuja how the dirty is not on top of the culture. No, is it in the inside the culvert?
Yes.
The people that are cleaning Abuja, they're not used to dig the ground to come out the dirty and just lie down. No, they used to sweep the road and just leave it there. We also snap the picture. We show all over the world. The Abuja not coming back to working for those things. Even though because of now, we need it. If you notice those people in that area, want to go see where they used to do taxing. They still put the thing for the that transformer side. In front of where you want to enter the Galaxy market. People are selling market there. All those of our people, all those people that are selling. No, if you went to Budapest, before you go to pay MRI, you see the thing in the road. You closing even the quarter set. The Abuja cleaning is not working. If you went to area 3 junction, back of the minister walk, you see the tea and they're organizer there. Can see people there for that place. They no worker. If you under the flyover, between area 1 flyover and the Dega, you see many things. When people are passing there, I see toilet, other people. They don't clean it. They just sitting in the on top of the flyover. But not there. They never know aware what's going to happen for the bridge. Please, Abel, let Abuja walk in. But about the road, they try also. Because they work on eating our place in Kamajiji, try it also. That good. But it's about to be clean for the day. God bless our Abuja.
God bless Abuja. Thank you very much for your thoughts on, infrastructure and the need for a neater city. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Fortune.
Hello, Mien. Welcome back. 30 seconds,
thank
quickly.
You. Quickly, Mr. Fortune.
Yeah.
Please, we really appreciate if you can have the FCTA or the FCDA PRO in the studio talking about the infrastructure. Why I know that, I mean, the reason why I concluded or what I concluded upon. Mr. Fortune, I don't know if you know Karshi.
Yeah, I do.
Mr. Fortune, there is a road construction that was started since 2017. So that was before I moved to Abuja.
Yeah.
If you stay at Kariki, if you stay at a mountain in Karishi, you'll be looking at Apo.
Yeah.
The driveway from Karishi to Apo is not up to 5 minutes. This road construction linking Karishi to Apo was abandoned since 2017. Mr. Fortune, I am not an engineer. But I mean, I'm not a contractor, but I know that it will cost more than up to $2 billion to complete the road. They have abandoned it, and then this guy is saying they want to link, light rail. What exactly is the reason why you have not completed and linked the Karishi road between Karishi and Apo? Is it true that the conspiracy that is going on, if they complete that road, the house rent in town is going to crash, so the house owner actually sabotages so that the road will not be commissioned, because if the road is commissioned, houses you are paying $5 million for inside will say Metama, you can get the same house for 300,000-500,000 Karshi. And the minister is aware of this road project. What exactly is the reason why that road has not been completed? We need an answer, Mr. Abney. This is 2022. Since 2017, the road has not been completed. What exactly is the reason why that road is abandoned?
We need an answer, Elamin. We all want that particular answer on that particular issue. That road has lingered and lingered and lingered. I mean, there was a period when there was a serious rush. There was talk about, a cargo airport to be built in Karshi. A lot of other infrastructure to be built in that axis, and so developers and all of that went over there, bought property and began to sell estates. A lot of people bought estate lands in those areas, very, very long ago, and have not been able to develop because the road is not, completed just yet. Everybody expected that, in 6 months, but the Karshi Road just continues to remain a dream that we continue to desire. It hasn't happened just yet. Well, I wish. We've made several attempts through some of our very senior personnel here at Nigeria Info, the head of our news, Uncle Phil, and a few other people who have actually tried to get us some of these officials from the FCTA, from the Villa, from some of these places to come and to speak on some of these issues, but it's been basically in this administration, the most difficult thing to get for these spokespersons to come in here and to speak with us, except of course when they reach out to us on their own. For instance, when we're talking about I think that was last 2 weeks or so, or last week, when we spoke about you know, some of the developments by the, I think that was Development Control Now. And they reached out to us, and then they came in to speak about some of the things that they had done. I think it was the social development secretariat when talking about evacuation of human nuisance and all that. Yes, they reached out to us, and then they sent us representatives and promised that they would continue to come. But beyond that, it's almost been something else, you know. Time will not permit me to take another call right now. But I must appreciate everyone who has contributed to the conversation today. Let's just read the last set of messages we have and take some voice notes before we leave. One voice note here. Okay.
Good morning, my dear presenter. This is Adeni Adebayo speaking from Kogwa. This is not a call. Yeah, they have said it, but just like what you have said, I don't think this time we have. It's a time for us to wait again. How many years? Almost 7 years now. And what are we seeing? I can just say that the development here in the FCT is very selective. If you go to the interior part of the FCT, you see that there's nothing happening there. Only the exterior part that they are taking care of. Whatever they want to do, it's not a shame that now that I'm just talking about those things, water, you know, street lights, and other things. The little development we have or that we are experiencing now are the ones that the previous administrations has done. I don't think it is normal. I don't think it's normal.
All right, that's the much we can take, my brother, from your talk this morning. It takes 7 years for FCT minister to wake up from sleep and work for the good of FCT. I'm sorry, for Nigeria. All that they want to do are on paper. When we see results, we will sing their praises. Patrick from Niger State. Adeomi Daniel sent us a message. I know that you are amazed that Mr. Liu, can you imagine, may on completed bridge for over 6 years, Bega Bridge, Banex, Apo Area 1, Mabushi and Tipa Garage is achievement of PDP under Obasanjo's 8 years. Adeomi Daniel says, what's happening Abuja? I wish my call goes through to shout. All these so-called projects they are hurrying up to put together is simply because of 2023, nothing more. Imagine after 7 good years, these people are still using PDP to argue. We'll be back.
We don't feel comfortable about something in Abuja. We have a right to hear this.
Because I'm a visitor here in Abuja.
Why is it that they are
what's happening in Abuja?
I tell those safety and police to go there and organize
them. I just come back now. I'm on Katampe Station Bridge. I want to run through inside Gwarimpa to go.
What's happening in Abuja? What's happening? 9:30 to 12 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
How do you want to be remembered as a sinner or a saint, as a hero or a villain? Think about the steps you'll take. How do you want to be remembered when you're standing at your grave, on your tombstone? Think about the steps you take. All my life I've been searching for the answers. How did I lose so much of the things that really matter? Yeah.